Welcome to Kinktober Day 2, everybody. A very late recording. I promise they won't all be this late, but... well, life has its ways, doesn't it? Praise, the topic for today, is something that I find truly, truly beautiful, and something that's deeply involved in every other aspect of kink. Its sister kink, degradation, certainly has its places as well, but I think praise is due for its own fair share of appointment. See, praise extends even to just simple compliment, all the way down to the crudest, most vile acts. My father told me when I was young that praise is the key to a successful compliment, a flirt, an interaction where you want somebody else to feel special. Everyone's born a certain way. They're tall, they're short, a great ass, a beautiful mind, huge tits, a good wit. But these things don't necessarily stem from things that they've chosen to do, actions that they've taken. When you praise somebody, there's something there that they've tried to do or succeeded in doing to say. And you noticed. That noticing, that observation, the observing someone else's existence is the key to praise. Something that I think in the kink space praise often gets relegated to is only just soft, gentle M-dom or F-dom. It doesn't need to end there. In fact, it shouldn't. Praise should extend to the deepest, darkest kinks as well. It can extend heavily into pushing boundaries and extensions of trust. Praise, in my opinion, belongs in almost every scene. It doesn't even need to be an expression of one's own admiration for something else. I can look at you and say, I love the way you ride me. The way you move your hips against me is the most honest you ever are. And that's a beautiful thing to say. But praise is also rooted in someone doing something well for themselves. Look how good you look. You knew just how to dress today. You knew exactly what to wear to make sure that when I got home, I would ravage you. There's nothing innocent about either of those statements. To be fucked senseless or to ride someone and give them all the pleasure. These are inherently intense topics, even if it wouldn't seem like it inside of our beautiful little space here. And they both require love and admiration. Love is something that I think also doesn't get enough credit. To trust and to enjoy and to cohabitate in a really intense environment, I think that's just beautiful. Now, praise certainly can have some elements to it that accelerate it, I should say, to the next level. You see, praise mixed with degradation is this beautiful cocktail, something I find incredibly, incredibly intoxicating. I even enjoy it as a dom, to have someone look up at me in the eyes and say, you fuck me so good, break me. That's a beautiful sentence. Hell, even degradation in that way is key. Having a hookup look at me in the eyes and say, you're the best toy I ever found. Immaculate. However, I do prefer to be on the other side, especially when the degradation is extreme. When someone is truly, and I mean truly, pushing the limits of what they want and what they're comfortable with to really enter that perfect headspace, to leave it all behind and just feel pleasure. Praise is the key to that. To bring someone out of their own mind and to degrade them, it's dangerous. You risk all sorts of awful mental effects. It's where toxic relationships really find their root. Praise is how you regain that comfort, that feeling of safety. Even something so simple as, you're such a good toy for me. My slut, my beautiful slut. Things like that truly hold more weight than I think most doms even begin to realize. It's about a hot and a cold, a little bit of both, I think most people would choose to be a little bit warm over freezing cold. But there's something very special about being in a hot tub in the middle of winter, feeling that prickling on your skin and the warmth inside of you. Praise and degradation form that same bond. The more advanced that degradation, the sweeter the praise feels. To look someone in the eyes, spit in their face, and look at them and say, "You look beautiful," really has a lot of weight, doesn't it? Now, just because I love the extremes and the full flexing of praise mixed with degradation, which we will talk about more tomorrow, I think praise is just beautiful. I think moments of praise are the things that we read about in stories and remember halfway through the day. I think moments of praise, partners wrapping their arms around me and saying, "I love when you cook for me. I can feel the love you have." Moments like that will last forever with me. And giving those to others is something I love doing, even if they're just friends. Expressing what they mean to me, how wonderful they are, how proud I am of the things that they do. There's nothing sexual about that. And I think that's what makes praise so beautiful. There aren't many kinks that can extend all the way from holding hands, watching a movie, looking your partner in the eyes and saying, "If every day of my life looked like this, I would be happy because it was with you." To even tying someone up completely, encasing their body, binding their arms, putting a Hitachi on their most sensitive places, looking them dead in the eye and saying, "You're doing so good for me." Despite the fact that their arms are bound, their body limp. Well, praise covers it all, doesn't it? Praise is something that I always try to involve with everything. I think it's what makes a great dom versus a good one. A great dom should be able to hold you after a scene and bring you back just from as far as they pushed you. Praise is the rope that you pull someone back from after a particularly dark moment. I think it's a beautiful thing, and I wish I could do more of it in the audio space. If you're listening to this and you have any doubts about who you are as a person, just know, there is something beautiful about you. It could be anything. It could be something you don't even see. But it's there. And I hope one day somebody sees it for you, with you, because of you, and make sure to tell you how much they appreciate that about you. I know I do.